Welcome back to the AT&T pregame show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network. I'm Alex Cohen here with Durham Bulls catcher Deonner Navarre. Deonner, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, man.
Deonner, your Durham Bulls team playing pretty well right now. 65-40 overall, 25 games over 500. Just talk about the type of season you guys have had, and you know the role that you've played a part in this team as a more of a seasoned veteran of type.
Well, I haven't been here for a long period of time. I think I've only been here for 3 weeks now. It's been great. It's been an unbelievable experience. We got a great group of guys, you know, that enjoy playing. You know, we love playing for Charlie, and I think that's the most important thing. You know, we enjoy playing among each other, and it's a lot easier when you're winning too. You know, so honestly, I don't think I haven't been that contributing to the team, but it's been nice.
Well, you say you've been here for 3 weeks, and you know, you spent a lot of time in Tampa Bay. You have big league experience. You know, what kind of advice do you have for players like a Desmond Jennings, like a Jeremy Hellickson, who have big league futures? You know, what are some of the things that you could say to them to help, you know, ease their transition into becoming a player at the big league level?
Well, you used to keep working hard, you know, just because you make it to the big league doesn't mean you got a sure job. Look what happened to me, you know, after 5 years in the big leagues, I ended up myself being down here, you know, but that's part of the game too. You know, we just got to keep working hard and keep doing what we're doing, and we ain't only playing for one organization, we're playing for 30 teams out there, you know, and it's always nice to keep doing the right thing so we can get a job back in the big leagues.
I mean, you say you've been here for 3 weeks, and your ultimate goal is to make it back up to the big leagues. What are some of the things that you think you need to work on to get back up to that level, and what are some of the things that you've heard from, you know, people up at Tampa Bay that you need to work on to get back to that level?
I think my offensive side. I think defensively, I can put myself out there with anybody, and I just came down here to get a lot of bats, you know, to do what I got to do to get back on top. And whether it's offensively or defensively, I just got to keep working hard and keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, I mean, you're up here, and you know, you're playing for a team that has a heck of a lineup. I mean, you guys really can explode offensively, you know, with a player like Dan Johnson, you know, with Jennings, and with a guy like Chris Richard who has prolific power. What's it like hitting in this lineup in terms of support that you get in terms of, you know, in contrast to, you know, the lineup at Tampa Bay with a guy like Evan Longoria, with a guy like B.J. Upton and others?
Well, I still going to play my game, you know, and I'm hitting lower in the lineup down here than I do normally in the big leagues, and that doesn't mean I'm going to change my game, you know. If I get the opportunity to bunt, I'm going to bunt. If I have to get a runner over, I will get a runner over, you know. And like I say, it doesn't going to change my approach, because I know whatever I do here isn't going to reflect what I do in the big league, because when I get back up there, hopefully, it's going to be a whole different picture, and I just got to keep myself mentally ready and positive and do my job.
Yeah, Deonner, you're up here, you know, playing at Lehigh Valley, only an hour away from Philadelphia, and you're kind of familiar with that area. You were there for the 2008 World Series, and obviously a great time in your life. What are just some of the memories that you have from, you know, that series in itself and just that season, you know, guys coming from, you know, a team that really hasn't made the playoffs to not only making the playoffs, but also making it to the World Series?
It's been so far the most beautiful experience for me in the game. We were the underdogs the whole year, and we just showed the world what a good group of guys are capable of doing when they play together. I think if you see the numbers of last year, nobody had a career year besides me. I had the best year of my career. And we just were playing with such a confidence, and we were playing with such a unity that everything we did came out right, you know. I think in 08 we led the league in no runs into the 6th or 7th inning. That's when we started really getting our runs, and being Philly man during the World Series, playing against one in front of one of the most craziest fans in the world, you know, it was a really nice experience, and I just can't say over my top of my mind what was like, you know. It was so many things that happened in that such a short period of time that it seems like it lasted forever. So it was a really nice experience.
So one more question, Deonner. You spending some time down here and also being a catcher, of course you heard about Matt Garza throwing a no-hitter, the fifth no-hitter this year. Just what's your initial impression of Garza throwing that no-hitter and your thoughts about that?
It was a matter of time. Garza is just flat out nasty, and I knew it was just a matter of time, you know. Kind of jealous. It wasn't me, you know. Me and Garza, after that altercation in Oway, we kind of bonded together really nice. And I love Matty, man. I was so happy. I was almost in tears when I saw it. And I actually texted him last night, and we had a really nice conversation that night.
Well, thank you very much, Deonner. We wish you luck in the rest of this year and getting back up to the big leagues. When we come back, more from the AT&T pregame show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.